It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is well worth a visit. Tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop along, and you'll probably be barred and you won't be welcome again, but at least you'll have given it a try.
Adrian will buy you lunch if you come by. Anything up to 70 quid a sitting.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't that what you said? If you just come by, knock up, we're in the second floor, knock up on the room door and just say, Adrian, I'm here for lunch, and he'll bring you down for lunch. Now how it works?
That may or may not be true.
It's completely true.
Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got a message from a guy called Daryl. Not Darren, but Daryl. And here's what Daryl wrote to us. He says, I've been friends for 3 years with my fiance. Sorry, I've been with my fiance for 3 years and we're planning our wedding. But I can't take this argument anymore. I have a female friend in work. We message each other most days, send each other memes, chat on the phone now and then. And everyone jokes that we're work husband and work wife. My fiancé says it's completely inappropriate and is convinced one of us has feelings for the other. She's an amazing girl, but only as a friend. I think my fiancé is being ridiculous. This woman is just a friend and I shouldn't have to explain or justify who I'm friends with. It's gotten to the stage where I'm wondering if my fiancé is being completely unreasonable, and it's making me question whether I should even marry her. Is she right? Or is she being a massive red flag? Is my fiancé the problem here, and is she a complete bunny boiler? And that's from a guy called Daryl. Now, Daryl, you say you're friends with this work colleague. The gang in work call you a work husband and work wife. And you wonder, is your fiance being a bunny boiler here? Katie, what do you make of this story?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Now, you did speak to Daryl.
I spoke to Daryl at length.
And?
Was he listening?
Well, I don't know. You were talking to him.
I have concerns.
What are your concerns?
After speaking to him, I will be honest.
What are your concerns?
I think that maybe, okay, it might not be romantic at the moment. And everybody is allowed to have male and female friends, by the way, and you should trust who you're with. But Daryl told me that the other night he was in bed with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Probably went into
fiance.
His fiance went into a bit too much detail. Told me they were. I was like, okay, thanks, dude. Didn't need to know that. But anyway, they're in bed, and his phone rang from her.
Rang like a message, or rang as a phone call.
A phone call.
Oh, okay.
The work friend. It was where he said it was.
It doesn't matter what her name is. We don't want to know her name.
No, it was about. I asked him what time it was, but he said it was about 10:30, 11:00, and she was awful upset.
So he's in bed with the missus or the fiance, and they're or whatever. Yeah,
I don't know what you were doing. Jesus,
but is that what they were doing?
Well, I think they were. Yeah. Well, that's what I was reading from what you were saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And
so he said that the
phone rings in the middle of. Yeah. What happened?
The phone rang. She was hysterical, and basically, obviously, the moment is interrupted. The moment's gone.
Sorry, the friend on the phone was hysterical.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The work
yeah.
colleague. Yeah. Apparently, she'd had a massive row with the boyfriend. Something had happened. La 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 la.
Yeah. Okay. La 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 la. Yeah.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
So the moment was gone, and then basically. They had a row over this then, basically saying, you know, apparently she tried to ring a couple of times. He didn't answer the first time, obviously, but then the phone was sort of went again and he was like, right, this is obviously something serious. I have to take this. Which one is a massive red flag to me, because you literally stop sex with your partner to take the call.
Yeah, but
you put it on silent. Like,
no, obviously he felt this is something serious here, a better answer.
You're in the middle of
something serious.
Your girlfriend. Like, And then basically she had a row with the boyfriend. She was ringing him hysterical. She didn't know what to do. She wanted, something happened. There was a falling out of some sort, and she wanted his advice as because he's a bloke and she didn't know who else to ask. And sorry, Amanda sending me in a voice note here in my ear. So he interrupted sex basically to take the call, and long story short, there was an issue with her and her boyfriend, and how long was he on the phone? For about 10 minutes, he said. He said they're very good friends. He was like, there's nothing sexual going on. There's nothing romantic going on. We're just good friends. It's like, she's like one of the lads.
Okay, so if it had been that he answered the phone call to a male friend of his who was in bits,
a male friend, it was a woman.
No, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
But had he answered the phone to a male friend?
Martin on Facebook.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
Martin on Facebook. Don't
I can't read that out. No, you can't read that out.
Oh my God.
Martin, grow up.
I can't.
Anyway, just to go back to what we were saying.
Girl off. But basically,
had it been a male friend, would she have had a problem with this? Would Daryl's fiance have had a problem with him answering the call? No.
Well, I mean, you're in the middle of it and you stop.
So this girl is a colleague.
Yeah.
But also a friend.
A friend, yeah.
Yeah. And they're such good friends. What? What's wrong with you?
I keep seeing his comment. Every time it won't go away.
Okay, let's
oh, sorry. I actually have to hide your comment, Martin, because I can't get the show done straight here. I can't stop laughing.
So, again, the girl who's a friend rang him upset over something that had happened with her and her fiancé or her boyfriend. And the fiancé, Daryl's fiancé, lost the plot.
Yeah. Basically, and he said this is a row.
And what's she saying?
They're
like in the row.
Again and again and again. Basically, she's saying, like, you know, it's disrespecting me. You can be friends with someone, but it's just too much. You don't need, like, he said to me that she sent him some clip from a movie they both love, apparently, and they were talking about in work that day or something. And she sent him a meme or some kind of clip from it. And he was saying that she went mad over that. Then she said, he told me that she sent him a message saying happy birthday a few weeks ago with two kisses on it, and she wasn't happy about that. So it is a tough one because...
Okay, but at this moment, this man and this woman, Daryl and his fiance, are engaged to be married. They're actually planning their wedding at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah.
And they're going to get married. So if there was any doubts in Daryl's mind, he probably wouldn't get married to her.
No.
Yeah. But he's pushing ahead with the wedding.
His thing now is, and I said to him, what's the problem here? I said, do you know what I mean? I said, can you know, compromise? Like, you have friends, I said, but I asked him straight out, if it were a woman and it was the other way around, how would you feel? And he was like, well, it's not a woman, it's not the other, or a man with the other way around. He's like, well, it's not a man the other way around, so I can't comment on it. He said, but I wouldn't be a psycho about it. But I don't know. I think... having work friends is great and all that, but constantly texting, sending each other memes, ringing each other like 11 o'clock at night, like there should be a cut off. There should be some kind of boundary. Do you know what I mean? Particularly when you're with someone. Which leads me to my next question. Can people really be that close and remain completely platonic?
It is interesting, all of what you're saying. You're saying that she might have a reason to be annoyed. She might have a reason to be concerned. Is that right?
It's a hard one, but I think that most women, maybe women more so than men, I think most women would probably have an issue if their partner was constantly texting and calling another woman, and if their colleagues were joking, by the way, calling them work husband and work wife.
2 minutes past nine last night, you sent me a message.
Oh God, don't read it out. What is it?
I'm not going to read it out.
Oh.
2 minutes past nine last night, you sent me a message.
Was that the screenshot I sent you?
And then at 10 to 7 this morning, you sent me a message.
That was about the show.
Yeah, but... so we're together years.
We are.
Yeah.
We're work husband and work wife.
Yeah, we're working together years, yeah. I consider you one of my best mates.
It's not reciprocated.
That's a lie.
It is reciprocated.
So what's the difference? You and I have worked together for years. We're great friends. We do send each other messages about work, mm-hmm. but we send each other messages about all sorts of shit.
What's the difference? Well, I'd say about 50 years. So these people are the same age.
Fuck you. I don't know what to say after that. No, but you take my point. Okay, obviously there's an age difference with us, yeah? 20-something years, not 50 years, you fool of a woman. I told you your maths is brutal. But anyway, what is the difference? We have that sort of relationship that they've just described.
I think the fact that I started working with you when I was, what, 19?
Yeah.
I was young and you were still an Elfla. I think the fact that it was never going to be that kind of relationship anyway. Whereas these two are the same age.
But it was never going to be that kind of relationship anyway. Listen to what you just said. Just because they might be around about the same age doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, to be fair. And look, maybe it isn't. It was just the way he was.
Okay, if you were Daryl's fiance, would you have a problem like Daryl's fiance has?
Having friends with other people, women, no, absolutely not. If it became a thing that she was constantly ringing late at night and for no reason and sending texts constantly, and they were constantly texting each other, I probably
okay,
would be a
bit
like,
message each other most days, send each other memes, chat on the phone now and then, and everyone in work jokes that we're work husband and work wife. I wonder,
it sounds to me like he wants to have his cake and eat it.
She's only a friend and a colleague.
No,
again, Katie, I'll give the example of you and I.
I wish other people could hear the call that I had with him. That's all I'll say. I'm not saying anymore because he's not here to defend himself. But if other people could hear the call I had with him, you might think differently.
About this woman?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't speak about someone you're friends with like the way.
Well, give me an example of what he said.
Oh, it was just the way he was speaking. He didn't speak about her like somebody who'd speak about a friend. Do you know what I mean? Like, he spoke about her with a lot more affection, I think, than you would offer a friend.
How?
He was very affectionate.
A friend, by its very nature, is somebody that you have affection for.
He was saying, he told me, now, listen, maybe some people don't have a problem with this. He told me that a few weeks ago he was going to go to the cinema with her and the girlfriend kicked up a fuss. Now, I think a lot of women probably would have a problem with that. I mean, you're talking about your partner.
Well, then it does raise the question about whether men and women can be just friends. Can you be friends, best friends, close work colleagues with somebody of the opposite sex?
Work colleagues and work colleague is different, because with a work colleague, you have to be in their circle.
Yeah.
So with a friend outside of work, you choose to go out of your way to be in their circle.
Okay, again,
it takes more effort.
I would agree. But again, we obviously have a relationship. We've known each other for years and we talk about work stuff. But we also have talked about private stuff as well, personal stuff. Yeah, you and I.
Dave Mack on Facebook.
What's he saying?
Dave Mack asks.
No, you're not to read that out either.
Please.
No, you're not to read that out either.
Oh, I love our listeners. I love them.
You're missing the point. So we have a relationship where, yes, it's work related, but we also talk about personal stuff as well.
Yeah.
And have done for years.
Yeah, but because we started as colleagues, though, I think it's different. I only know you because you were my hero at one point.
Jesus.
You were my hero. You're the reason I wanted to get into radio. So it was different. It's...
But how do you know that their relationship started off as a work relationship as well?
But it's gone so far. Like, I'm sorry, but ringing somebody at ringing 11 o'clock at night and then stopping sex with your partner to answer the phone, that to me is I think that's a red flag. And Mark says, who doesn't love having a friend? Obviously people love, but you know when you can just tell the way someone talks about someone that it's more than that. And that's what I felt. And I kind of said it to him. I was like, I said, you're not, the way you're talking, I said, you're not doing what Justy's like, oh, I know, but it isn't romantic. It isn't romantic. She's with someone. And that was another red flag to me, because he said, oh, she's with someone. So it wasn't like, oh, I never want. It was like, she's with someone. Red flag. Red flags everywhere.
Okay, so you think Daryl's fiance, no, I know
I
he won't.
I think she could have a gut feeling that she's possibly could be right.
But sure, they haven't even got married. They're planning their wedding. Why would he go ahead with planning the wedding if he was interested in
my
something.
My thing is, he spends all day in work with this person.
Yeah.
And then he's ringing her at 11 o'clock at night because she's had it.
Can I just go back?
Yeah, but ours is usually... Actually, Katie, this week
you and I have literally spent all day together. Yeah?
It's been fun.
Yeah, whatever, you see. And you were messaging me at 9:10 last night.
Yeah, but this was about a media blackout in Dublin City, I think, wasn't it?
It was about something else at that stage,
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's different because, one, I don't do kisses on the messages to you, first of all. Oh. Ever. You'll never see an X on my message.
Why don't you?
Oh, Kieran. I mean,
no, it's grand. Okay, you're grand. I'm joking.
I will. I never like it, it's also the tone, like the tone of their messages. Like I said, well, do you mind me asking? I said, when you're messaging, what would you be messaging about? There you go.
Oh, thanks. Katie just sent me two kisses. There you go. Okay. Yeah, you're brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. You can feel better about yourself. So I said, like, what's the tone of the messages? And he was basically saying it's laughing and joking and stuff. What was it? He said something to me about a couple of weeks ago. That's what it was. He said to me a couple of weeks ago, his aunt ended up in hospital, right? And his girlfriend apparently he told me that she had a shift fit because he had told his aunt, actually passed away since, but when she ended up in hospital, that he told his colleague, he rang his colleague because he was upset, basically, and he rang his colleague before he told her. Like, I'm sorry, I don't think any of that is appropriate. I don't think any of that's appropriate.
Can men and women just be friends? Your hesitation means no.
I think men...
Can men and women just be friends?
I think so, yeah. Well, yeah, men and women can just be friends. Like, of course men and women can be just friends, but very, very close friends without one wanting more. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Is this is Daryl's fiance right to have an issue with this, or is she completely overreacting and behaving like an absolute bunny boiler? 085-825-2626 is our number. Let's kick off with Kieran.
I wonder, does he have a history of cheating? Because if she's just coming up with these feelings out of the blue with no previous, then she's got issues. Absolutely, 100%. Nobody should dictate to anyone who you're friends with and who you're not friends with. Now, if there's a history of straying there, then that's a different issue. But if not, then no, massive red flag. She's not going to dictate to him. She shouldn't dictate to him who his friends are.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, firstly, can men and women be friends? And secondly, is Daryl's fiance a bunny boiler, or is she right to be concerned?
Oh, like, come here. Listen, anyone who's listening and knows me knows this is exactly what happened to me, right? You know, yeah, my husband had an affair with a work colleague. But, The one thing that he always said to me was, listen, she's a friend, she's this, she's that. And I had three of my closest friends at the time, because two of them have passed away now, but three of them were men. And I never had a problem with him having a friend. I just knew in my heart and soul there was something going on. But
so hang on the one hand, you're saying that you had three friends who were all male and no problem there.
No, all three of my best friends, one of them still my best friend for over 30 years, are male, and he never had a problem with that. Never.
Okay, but then by contrast,
yeah.
Go on.
He got his friend in work, you know, and yeah, it turns out they were having an affair. But
So literally you've just proven the point.
No, because I wouldn't judge everyone on what my ex-husband did.
Okay,
before that.
Can I ask you a question, Angela?
Yeah.
Do you think, right, a straight man, yeah, will put that much interest? And Adrian, you answer this for me as a man. And don't use me and you, because we're colleagues and we work very closely together. Okay, so
is it not the exact same thing?
No, we're talking about friends. Okay, just friends. Forget about colleagues. Okay.
Okay.
Man and woman, not colleagues. Okay. Do you think genuinely a straight man invests that much time into a woman as a friend if he's not interested? If he's not hoping for something, whether it's a ride, whether it's something more.
Yeah, honestly. They do. They do, Katie.
Oh,
because
I don't.
That's my, no, Katie, that's my best friend. If I am in the throes of something, right, and I have a missed call, fine, that's gone. I know if I have a missed call 2 minutes later, there's something wrong, right?
And that's exactly what happened the other day.
That's what happened.
Daryl answered the call eventually from this woman, and she was inconsolable, in tears, and she needed somebody to talk to.
And
Casey, this is the point that I was making. Maybe the way he hopped up out of the bed when he's with his fiance mightn't have gone down very well, but isn't that what you do?
I'm exaggerating on that.
Okay, isn't that what you do, though, for friends? You're there for them.
No, there has to be boundaries. There has to be boundaries in everything.
Where's the boundary there? Okay, Casey, let me give you an example.
If tonight I'm about to go to bed and I see a missed call from you, I'd probably look at it and say, ah, fuck it, I'll talk to her tomorrow, okay? If I saw another missed call, I'd probably say, I'll talk to her tomorrow. If I saw a third one, I would answer the call, no matter what I was up to, because you're a friend of mine and there's obviously something up that you rang three times in a row.
What I think a normal person would do, what I would do in that situation is I would say, right, okay, whatever it is, I'll deal with it in a minute. I'm not going to, like, you know, interrupt a moment with my partner for somebody.
Three calls in a row.
I would reply. I'm not ignorant. I would reply, but I wouldn't be interrupting anything for it. No way.
No way.
There has to be boundaries. It's disrespectful. It is disrespectful.
No, it's not disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
You don't know what the urgency is.
That's exactly my point. This person could be in a life and death situation.
But your priority should be your partner in that moment. You are literally in the throes of it.
But I guarantee he said it to her.
Okay, but if it was three missed calls in a row from your mother, you'd probably answer.
Well, sorry,
Hang on, you would look at three missed calls from your mother going, oh, fuck, there's something wrong here. Why is my mother ringing me?
Dave just sent him. Amanda, is that Dave? Yeah, that's Dave, she said. Just play Dave's message there.
Okay, hang on now.
Hey, guys, interesting one there today. I don't think that any guy is going to put in the groundwork with any sort of woman and not want to give her a belt to the baldy dummy at the end of it. You know, he's always going to think to himself what it's going to be like until it eventually happens. So, can men and women be friends? Yeah, absolutely. I have loads of women that are friends. But I wouldn't get really close to them, you know. I think this guy, he's playing with fire there, and I think he has feelings for her.
Amanda did not prepare me for that. I hadn't heard that.
I didn't even hear what he said.
What did he call it?
Give her a belt to the baldy something. I didn't hear it.
Oh, Dave.
But the thing is, there's Dave going, I have plenty of friends who are girls, but I wouldn't get close to them. Why not?
Angela, are you realistically, how do I put this? Okay.
Just fire it at me.
No, I'm trying to think how best to put it right. I don't want to sound shallow and I don't want to sound like a bitch.
No.
Okay, are you a single woman?
No.
Oh.
We
never knew that.
She's so nosy.
You kept that to yourself. Here, call me after the show. Call me.
We'll catch up.
Oh, stop. Wow. But anyway, sorry. So, okay, well, then the question doesn't really count to you. But, okay, then the guy you're
with. Give me the question anyway.
Okay, the guy you're seeing now, would you have put that much interest into talking to him if you weren't somewhat interested?
What do you mean? Into...
I don't even know what you're trying to get at here.
What I'm saying is, Adrian, I don't think men particularly, and Dave said it there, would put that much time into a friend without wanting more.
Well, you see, that's because there has to be an interest there. Friend like that. No, there's not. I can guarantee you, and I'll keep going back to these three best friends, right? Never in a month of Sundays has there ever been interest between the four of us. Never. We were four best friends. That's the way it was. Never. I have slept in the same bed as all of them. We've all slept in the same beds together. We've all gone out. We've all gotten drunk. We've all done this. One was the bride's best man at my wedding. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, let's go back to Daryl. And Daryl has a female friend in work. They text most days. They send each other memes. They chat on the phone now and then. And everyone jokes that we're work husband and work wife. But basically his fiance is starting to lose the plot over this. Can you understand why she's starting to lose the plot over it?
No, because he seems to be upfront about everything.
Yeah, no, he does seem to be.
He's willing to, but what I think is a bit odd is that he's willing to end things with her.
Because he thinks she's being a psycho.
Oh, no, look, if the case was she just didn't want him being friends with a girl, then yeah, that's psycho.
But that is what this is.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's about the fact that...
Firstly, they're colleagues.
He interrupted sex to take a call from her. And then, by the way, I said... Was that it then? Like, did you just... And he was like, oh, well, the mood was dead. Like, that was... Like, she was having a bit of fun. And you interrupted. And for your friend.
Yeah, for your friend. Friend.
For your close friend.
That's what we do for friends.
I don't know that any woman would be happy.
Katie, you need to get one of them. You need to get a friend.
Yeah, and Katie...
I talk to plenty of blokes, Angela, but I definitely wouldn't stop if I was...
Hang on for 1 second. If it had been a male friend, she would not have had a problem.
Why is everyone calling them work husband and work wife? What's going
on
there?
It's not just a joke.
Plenty of people do that. In all fairness, Katie.
Angela, I just don't. I think, yeah, you can have friends. Absolutely, you can have friends. But I think you can also have boundaries. And I think answering your phone to your female colleague at 11 o'clock at night, who is also called your wife, who you're also texting constantly, I think it's a red flag.
Katie didn't just ring and he answered it.
It doesn't matter, Angela. I think you're in the minority of women who I think most women would be like, what the fuck?
I
would say most of the girls would agree that they wouldn't be very happy with that.
But can we just stress, it wasn't like she rang and he picked up the phone. She rang a couple of times. And that's when you know.
Who answers the phone when they're in bed with someone?
She doesn't have a camera in the room.
If it was your mother ringing three times in a row, you would go, there's something seriously wrong here. Why would she keep ringing me? And you'd answer the phone. I don't care. And if you wouldn't answer your phone, shame on you.
The first time
the phone rings, what you do is you'd knock it on silent. That would be what I would think is the done thing. Knock it on silent and...
Okay. No, I'd hate to ever ring you in a crisis situation.
You can call me anytime.
Whether you answer or not is another story.
I will answer to you.
Yeah, whatever.
I will.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Who am I going to online to? Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Afternoon, Edwin. How are you?
Good, thanks. Do you believe that men and women can be friends? They can be work colleagues and everything can be hunky-dory?
No. Somebody will always have no theory about this. Somebody will always develop feelings for another person.
Especially
if the other one is going through something, then she's got latching onto her. That woman, when she rang that man at that hour tonight, didn't get an answer. She should have realised he was with his partner. Okay? Why didn't she ring one of her female friends? Like, why ring him back at that hour night knowing that he's with his wife, okay? That's number one. Number two, he told her about his auntie before he told his wife to be. Now, come on.
Yeah, I don't get the significance of this.
Adrian, right. This work wife and work husband thing, they're probably all over each other in the office. They go to lunch together, they go for tea together, they go for coffee. They're always laughing, joking, touching, rubbing off each other. They have their own special talk. They have their own special handshake. Bullshit. That's crap. And there's no way you would put... If your wife was spending more time on the phone and the text with another woman and not you.
That's just another man.
If your wife was texting a work colleague all the time, constantly, okay, you wouldn't be happy about it. There's not a bloke out there or a woman out there that would be. You know, that's just the way it is. Somebody's going to get feelings there, and that whole relationship. And come here, it's going to get worse for him. If that woman is stupid enough to marry him, his work wife is going to be all over him. Because we all know the biggest thing to a woman like that is a wife. Oh, I can have any man I want. Watch me take him off his wife. And don't say it doesn't happen. Okay, men will sleep with fucking anything that is put in front of them. And we will, and any man that says different, there's something wrong with them. Women are the gatekeepers. Women choose who sleep with them. Men will sleep with whoever have them. That's the difference, Adrian. Okay, and if she's a good-looking woman anyway at all, and then he's having a bad day with his wife, and then she's the shoulder for him to cry on, come on, it's a recipe to nowhere. You can have your friends, but your friends have to have limits. You can have your friends,
hang on, you just heard Angela.
Have limits, Adrian.
You just heard Angela describe how she had three friends, all men.
I don't believe that. Because it's fucking Angela. She has a story for everything, in all fairness. And how does she know what each one of them men were thinking? And plus, if she was anyway hot, I guarantee it they'd be all over. Because that's just a man's fucking thing, all right? Or they were gay men. I don't know. But there's no way. There's no way. That nobody had feelings for anybody in that situation. I just don't believe it. I'm a long time around, so I don't believe bullshit.
You do not believe that you can be friends with the opposite sex for a prolonged period of time without anything ever happening?
No. I really don't. It's the same age. One is good looking. One, there's a lot of factors. There is a lot of factors. But if the factors are all right, it's only a matter of time. That's all it is. It's only a matter of time before they're at a Christmas do, they're at some type of fucking get-together, and something is said, something happens, somebody's having an off day with their wife or their husband, and then, boom, drinkers are great in a bit.
You see, again,
I agree with him, hang on
for 1 second. I'm going to come back and mention the fact that I've known you 16 years. Yeah,
there's a big age difference there. No, if you were after her, she was 19. How old were you when Katie went walk up here? What age were you?
Probably about 35, I'd say.
She has no interest in you. She's no fucking interest in you, okay? She doesn't care about your marriage life, your thing. Katie at that age was still a teenager, still going through, getting a great job with her hero, okay? But I guarantee you, if you're closer in age and one of you is fancy to the other, it'd be a different fucking story.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be. It really would be.
The point I'm trying to make is that it is possible, regardless of an age gap, for a man and a woman to be good friends.
Not like that. To be a good friend, you go home. But you don't be texting him when he's at home with his wife and kids, or she's at home with her husband and kids. Right? When you ring at 10:30 to 11 at night, you don't get an answer. Right, they're in bed or they're with their kids. You send a message. Listen, if you can talk, I'm really going through something bad.
Don't keep bringing it back.
Mother, Adrian. That's a Jeremy Dixon fucking campaign. Right, now, what's wrong with you? You spend too much time with that fella. If that's your mother, of course you're going to answer. It's your mother.
Okay, Mark just said about you, Jay, it just sounds like he is the one who can't trust himself around women, and that's why you have this opinion.
No, it's nothing to do. I'm happily married. I don't have any female friends. I don't need them. I have any wife.
Have you seen his wife, by the
female friend I have. There ain't the only female friend I need in my life. But why would I have you having problems or anything on women's problems when I'm not out on the
dating? Really what you're saying is you don't trust yourself. You can't be friends with another woman.
Oh, my God.
I don't have any
because I don't need any. I work on my own, so I'm not in an office canteen. I'm not in an office. Like, you know where I'm in. So, like, I'm on my own, so I wouldn't be building up a relationship with anybody to be a work wife or a work husband. Like, I have a girl that texts me my work every day from England. But she texts at 6 in the morning, and then she'll text at 6 in the evening, say, I've been overnight. That's it. There's no memes, smiley faces, kisses, love hearts, any of that shit. If there ain't found that on my phone, man, you just find this in my body all over this fucking island.
Okay, I want to read a message that came in from Angela, who was just on a minute ago, and she says, Jason, you're a controlling, ignorant effer. Not my fault I've lived a life and you're stuck in a truck and chain your wife to the house.
I don't chain my wife to the house. She actually walks around the garden. She's not on a chain. It's just a tag I have around the neck, Angela. And Angela, to be honest, I'm not going to take any advice off a woman that couldn't even keep up with me. Sorry.
Oh, that's a bit low.
No. When you see what that fucker said about to me and Ryan, offline and on his Facebook, I'll never speak to her. All right, that thing has a story for fucking everything. And I've seen a picture of her. I can see why. All right, so I'm not going to listen to her, Angela.
Right, good luck. Oof.
I don't really know where to go from
that. Don't want to get caught in the middle, do you?
I'm just going to back away slowly from this whole conversation and sit outside in the hall.
Let's bring in more of your opinions.
Well, I get the fundamental... fundamental point he's making. I don't think...
When men and women can't be trusted in each other's company.
I think, to a point, I think, like, myself and himself and LMFM, like, we'd message quite a bit and we'd have the laugh. He's very funny.
Yeah.
Very, very, very funny. Like, that's... But, like, there are boundaries to, you know... You know, you wouldn't be... If you're messaging someone constantly, then it's crossing a line.
Let's bring Martin in on this.
Afternoon, folks. I'm glad I keep you entertained, Katie. First off. Second off, I mean, you're kind of right there, Katie, as well, that yourself and Adrian, the age gap probably does mean that you're never going to have that relationship. These two are the same age. And maybe they are friends. Maybe it is all innocent and that. But I mean, if I was in the lust with Mrs. Martin, no matter who was fucking ringing me, that phone is going on silent or is being thrown out the fucking door. Not a chance. And if it's the other way around, if it was a work colleague of my wife's, a male one, and she answered it, I would not be happy. Certainly not. And I know from my wife knowing her as long as I do, if it was me and I answered it from a female work colleague, she would not be happy. But I would not be going around telling my wife, if I was close to a female colleague at work, that people are calling us work wife and work husband. Because that's a red flag to her straight away. Even if you have no intention of doing it with the person, that is very sloppy from him for even saying it. But my thing is, maybe she has feelings for your man. I don't know. But I don't think it's a good idea to be too close to someone like that anyway. Cheers, folks.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Katie, I'm going to write a name down here, okay? And I want you to have a look at this name. This is somebody that we know.
All right.
Nothing to do with work, okay? Describe your relationship with that person. How would you summarize that, your relationship with that person?
Get on, have the laugh.
Yeah.
Why?
Just go on, keep going.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me about...
Do you talk to him often?
He messaged me jokes and stuff.
Okay.
And send me funny stuff.
Do you have to bounce with him?
He's funny.
Do you talk out of hours or... I'm just trying to get a handle on that. I have a reason for asking these questions, okay?
It's a very weird question to ask.
This particular person, I've written his name down, and I'm asking you for what you define your relationship with him. Is he a friend?
An acquaintance.
An acquaintance.
A friendly acquaintance.
But he sends jokes.
But it's non-sexual.
He sends jokes and memes and... Yeah?
Yeah. It's non-sexual. It's platonic.
Okay, well...
We're not close, like...
Okay, but do you think there's any chemistry there at all?
No. No, God, no, no, no.
Well, I'm telling you, he'd get up on you in a heartbeat.
No.
I'm telling you.
No, you're wrong.
I'm telling you.
No, he's just...
The point I'm trying to... Well, it's almost proving
don't
your
make
point.
It weird.
No, it's almost proving your point that men and women can't be friends.
No,
because I'm telling
you're reading
you...
That. You are reading that way wrong.
If I tell you he told me that... In a heartbeat.
Well, you'd be making things very awkward now because it's not reciprocated.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to deal with that. But
I would be very surprised.
Obviously, I'm not publicly stating who this person is.
I would be very surprised because he has never alluded to anything.
And he's just reeling you in.
Has he said something to you?
No, he hasn't in so many words. I just know. I know.
But how do you know?
Oh, as regards, he'd get up on you in a heartbeat. He's told me that. So I don't know what he's playing at. But you have this completely different vision of your relationship with him.
Because it's never been anything other than the lols. Has he ever said it to Jeremy?
I don't know, actually. I must ask Jeremy. I will ask Jeremy. Because Jeremy would know.
Because Jeremy would have told me this. I feel like Jeremy would have said this to me.
Anyway, it's almost proving your argument that you can't... you describe this guy as an acquaintance, as somebody who you have the lols with, yeah?
Yeah, he's lovely.
And I'm telling you, he fancies the arse off you.
He's never given me any reason to... ever suspect that, ever, 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 in all the years I've known him, never. In the many, many years. And no, it's not Jeremy, people messaging in saying
no,
Jeremy.
No.
It's an old colleague that we, well, an old friend that we know through radio. But no, is it me, Martin? It's not Jeremy!
No, it's not Jeremy, no.
But sorry, that person, who shall remain nameless, he has never, ever been anything other than appropriate and friendly. Like, ever.
And that's great.
But it's not like you can't use...
And he's built up a trust with you. Is that right?
Oh, right. Okay, you think he's playing the long game.
Playing the long game.
Oh, you are so,
but you can't see
so
it.
Cynical.
But you can't see it.
Because I've never gotten the vibe. You get the vibe. You would pick up on the vibe.
Would you?
Oh, no, stop. You're playing.
Anyways,
playing.
I'm going to
leave. You're going to make this really
I'm
awkward.
I'm
going to
let
now.
You muse on that one. Glenn, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Glenn?
How's it going, Adrian? How's it going?
Good, Glenn. Firstly, Daryl and his fiance, she's losing the plot over him being such good friends with his work wife. What do you make of this?
I think the first problem is having a work wife when you have a fiance at home, to be honest with you. I think the whole thing of having work wives and work husbands is just very disrespectful. If you don't have a partner, I work with all women. I have great relationships with them, but apart from the old texts outside of work, I don't talk to them outside of work. Nothing personal anyway.
So you can be a close colleague with somebody, but that colleague, if that relationship with your colleague strays into a friendship, that's a problem, is it?
No, it's not that it's a problem. So I've made friends in work with people who are English. I live in Spain, so like I've obviously quite as far as more the English or the Irish people I've worked with. But I think when it gets to a context of people calling you a work husband and work wife and things like that, I think that's a bit of a problem because you're blurring.
That's a massive red flag. I mean, if people are picking up on chemistry or whatever, a relationship close enough to be branding your work husband and work wife, I think there's probably an issue
there.
Can
you not just hit it off with somebody like you just said yourself? You thought it was just the bants and the lols.
It is just the bants and the lols.
That's all it is for these two as well.
Yeah, no, because I think he has, it depends on what his wife looks like, and she don't say, if his girl is a little bit more attractive, I think he has feelings for her. So I think men see women things differently than women. I think men are very looks focused and things like that. That's where women are more, I would put it down more as emotional affair, because I think he's confiding in this girl, he should be talking to his wife about a lot of things. If people are calling you a work husband and wife, I think that's a bit of a red flag in fairness.
It's a joke, is it not? It's only a joke.
No, because
where did the joke come from? Where did the joke come from? Why is there this joke?
They're colleagues in work because they're always working together. Again, this to me smacks of insecurity. That if you're that concerned, do you not? Obviously, Daryl's fiance doesn't trust him because if she did, end of conversation. He's just friends with this woman he works with.
There's being friends. You can be friends with someone, but there has to be boundaries. Grace is like, hey, you must be so uncomfortable right now. Grace is actually coming on. I think it's Grace coming on next. Yeah, well, I just said to Asian there on PFL, I'm going to have to be extremely rude now and standoffish to this person so that this person doesn't get any weird vibes from me. So thank you for highlighting that and now creating an issue.
At least you know.
I didn't want to know.
But I think as your friend, I should tell
how
you.
How long have we known this person?
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, and you're telling me now. I'm going to have to turn into mega bitch.
But
now I'm like, have I been given a vibe when it's certainly
I don't know
vibe?
How you didn't spot this for years.
What? How?
A radar of some sort.
He has the laws with me the same way he does with you and Jeremy.
Yeah.
You're trying to make an awkward situation. I'm going to text him now and tell him. I'm going to get him on the air.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. Can a man and a woman who work together be friends outside work without a fiancé getting terribly upset about the whole thing?
I think they can be friends outside of work, but like Katie said, there's limits and boundaries that shouldn't be crossed. In terms of, like, my opinion on it is that if he really loves his fiancé, he would never be considering ending his relationship to take up for a girl that he works with. Like, your priority should be your fiance. And if it's not, then you should leave anyway, because these issues will come up again. Obviously, if he's a man who tends to befriend women so closely. But I don't feel like men and women can never be friends. I just think if she's ringing him at like 11 o'clock at night, I certainly wouldn't have that. Not at all.
You wouldn't have that. Why? It's just a friend.
I think it's inappropriate.
If it were a male friend, you wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't, because my partner is straight. But, you know, it's men and women ringing at 11 o'clock at night. So that's an inappropriate relationship.
Then you are saying that you cannot be friends with the opposite sex if you're in a relationship. That's really what you're saying.
You can be friends, but there has to be boundaries, and your partner
has to
be.
So the time of day is the boundary, is it?
But I think if you're at home with your wife or your partner, and a female friend is ringing you at 11 o'clock at night, I do think that's inappropriate. And I also would like to ask you a question, that if your wife came to you and said, Adrian, I find the amount of messages that Katie's sending you or the times that she's contacting you, what she's saying is inappropriate, would you not go to Katie and say, listen, Katie, my wife has an issue with the kisses on the message or the times that you contact me. Can we just keep it strictly...
Or the what?
Or the nudes. Sorry, I'm being sarcastic.
But like, can we just keep it about work? Do you know, like, I don't think there's, would you not go to this person? And if she was a girl's girl, then she would turn around and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Look, I'll do whatever your fiance wants to make her feel comfortable.
Yeah, I think it's about respecting your partner. I think it's about respecting your partner enough to understand what they're saying.
I'll tell you what this conversation is about. It's about trust and whether or not men and women can be friends. And by listening to both of you,
you're saying
you can't. Or you can't after 2 minutes past 11 at night.
5 minutes ago, you literally just proved my point. You literally made my own
argument. No, I agree.
Made my own argument for me.
In that case that I was quoting at you, yeah, he would. He would. You don't see it that way. And maybe it does prove the point that there's always one that wants to. But my argument here is, does this now prove that you cannot be friends with somebody of the opposite sex if you are in a relationship? Yeah? Does it not?
What would you say to your wife if she said to you, the messages and the times that Katie is calling you is making me feel uncomfortable? What would you say to her?
I'd probably say, would you get a grip, for God's sake? It's only Katie. Katie.
Oh, it's only Katie. You see about that tomorrow.
No, but I mean that.
It's only Katie.
It's only Katie,
excuse
like.
Excuse you, me. But I would, if Linda did have an issue and you said that to her, I would be very annoyed if you didn't take it seriously. Her concern seriously. Do you
like
know what
why
I mean?
Wouldn't you go to Katie and say Linda has these issues so that Katie can rectify?
I'm just
you
to
know,
say
maybe
Linda has no issues.
That we know of. Maybe she will after this conversation.
I'm just saying that as, like, would you think it's inappropriate now if Katie goes home today and her husband says to her, who was that name that Adrian wrote down on that piece of paper? Because he then would have the right to think, well, is Katie acting in a certain way towards this person that Adrian mentioned to her that I should be concerned about?
First of all, I wouldn't think. I'm single, so if I was, it would be.
Oh.
Yeah. So if I was, it would be.
Katie's separated quite a while now.
So it's a little while. No, that's okay. But. Adrian will vouch me. Have I ever done anything to make this person believe there's ever anything there?
Not
ever.
That I'm aware of, no.
Have you ever seen anything?
No, certainly not, no. So, that doesn't mean he hasn't picked up some vibe that he thinks is there.
Hmm. What?
Grace, again, if this was a female friend that rang at 11 o'clock at night, rang three times in a row and he answered the phone, nobody would bat an eyelid. I'm asking why the difference when it happened to be a female?
Well, I think that he stopped what he was doing to answer the phone.
But if he'd have done that for a male friend who was in trauma, nobody would be questioning this.
No, I don't think you do that at all. I think that's a private, intimate moment that you do. I mean, the problem is still going to be there when you're finished.
Okay, but again, hang on. Again, I'm going to use
someone else.
If it was your mother, third call in a row. Fucking hell, there's something wrong with my mother.
Different. This is a colleague.
Yeah, but the problem is still going to be there.
Yes.
When you are finished with your intimate moment, you ring that person back and say, "Look, I'm sorry, I was with my husband or I was with my wife."
Okay, you'd never forgive yourself then. After that third call that you didn't answer and you found out.
Because you should be the hero in the cape.
No. You find out that the person who was trying to contact you actually was after having a car crash and was in a ditch and was ringing you.
Well, they're not ringing you if they had a car crash and they're in a ditch, let's be real. And the fact that he rang her when his auntie went into hospital, like, how would you feel if your wife rang one of her male work colleagues? Or how would Linda feel if you rang Katie, if one of your family members went into hospital before you rang her? She wouldn't think that was okay.
So no is the answer. You cannot be friends with a platonic relationship between a man and woman. You can up to a point, up until 2 minutes past 11.
It
after
doesn't
that,
sound to me like that relationship is platonic, to be honest.
It doesn't sound to me. And sorry, Grace, when I was talking to him earlier on and I said this, I asked him would he come on and he wouldn't come on, obviously. You don't speak about someone the way he spoke about this woman unless there's something there. He spoke very, very affectionately about her, more than you would with a friend.
Well, he's considering leaving his relationship to defend their friendship.
He's considering leaving his relationship to defend their friendship. Now you got it.
Massive red flag. Yeah. That is a massive red flag.
No. He's considering leaving his relationship because she's acting like a bunny boiler.
But
is this woman
the only female friend that she has an issue with? Because if it's only one, then she has a gut instinct about that.
There's also such a thing as emotional cheating. You don't have to be riding someone to be cheating, by the way.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
So, you know, actually emotional cheating, a lot of people would say, is actually worse than physical cheating.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Zoe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Zoe?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Zoe. Well, is it possible to be friends with the opposite sex, or does it become inappropriate at a certain point?
It is very possible to have a friendship with the opposite sex. I have had plenty. I do not call my best friend who is female at 11 p.m. at night. She does not do it towards me either. It's just not, when you're an adult, you have a life, okay? You did say something, Adrian, that, oh, if it were a male colleague, I would be pissed if anyone was interfering with my relationship in the evenings. I understand when you talk about emergencies, that's not a problem, Adrian. However, what happened there was he was not completely in tune with his girlfriend when he was doing whatever he was doing with her. He answered the phone on the second ring, on the second call. Why couldn't he just send her a quick message to say, is everything okay? You know, can I not call you tomorrow? And also set a boundary and say, because I actually did this with a female friend. This is a few years ago. And she would actually start ringing me at 11:30 when I'm on my way to bed. I had to say to her, listen, love, I have work in the morning. Unless you need me, please don't call me. So, and it was actually to bitch about her boyfriend. Now, in this situation, she had called him to bitch about her boyfriend. Why didn't she call a female friend for a start? This is
Why does somebody's gender matter? Again, is it impossible for a man and a woman to be platonic friends?
If a male friend called him, the female thing makes it even more concerning because it's going to be that emotional tie. There is a saying that I disagree with completely. You can only commit adultery with one organ and it is not the heart. I do think you can commit adultery with the heart. And I think Katie just talked about emotional cheating. One thing that I'd be very concerned about, they're getting married soon, okay? Are you aware, Adrian, that once the first baby comes on the scene, that it actually increases the risk of cheating? So he's emotionally cheating on her now. That female colleague is probably going to be, you know, around. And she's clearly having issues in her own relationship. Katie very astutely pointed out earlier that his excuse was, oh, I'm not interested in her, or nothing's going to happen. She has a boyfriend. Doesn't matter if she has a boyfriend. Doesn't matter. He has a fiance.
That was his reply to me, Zoe. So I said,
Katie.
That struck me because I said to him, I was like, so you can categorically say that this is never going to go anywhere. You can honestly say that nothing's going to develop. And his reply to me was, this person who shall remain nameless, who you've actually named, have you? You've named him, sorry.
No, I've named him. Yeah, Daryl.
All right,
yeah.
Okay. He actually said, he goes, no, she's with someone. Now, that to me was like, what? I said, did you hear what you just said?
No, she's not with someone.
So it's not his own choice.
Oh, so sorry, Katie, when you called him out over what he said there, what was his response to that?
He was like, oh, well, it wouldn't have gone there anyway.
I don't know. I think he told on himself there. And he also, when you're emotionally worn down, you know, your true feelings come out. I have no denial that he was concerned about his auntie. That was an emotional time for him. Why was it not his fiance that he called? So he's disrespecting this woman constantly and he keeps doing things on her that is clearly causing her pain. So instead of calling her a bunny boiler, can he not just do things like have the female friendship and just say, hello, female friend, you know, can you not call me after a particular hour because, sorry, I like to have sex in the evening with my, you know, there's couple times.
He used to me, right?
And sorry, by the way, both of you are literally highlighting that no, it's impossible for a man and woman to be friends.
But that's what I've been saying the whole time.
Without boundaries, Adrian. Without boundaries.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've had saying the whole time.
Adrian, I've been on the receiving end of this where I was the female co-worker. Okay, so I know what I'm talking about. I genuinely thought my male co-worker wanted to be my friend. I truly did. He told me he loved his wife. He had no interest in cheating on her. Da, da, da. Within 2 months of me joining the workplace, he started to put moves on me. I made things very clear. And the difference was now, do you know the way you guys are saying that, you know, memes get sent and stuff like that? He actually didn't do that. And it wasn't because out of respect for his wife. It was because he did not want to leave a trail of evidence. And I know this because I added him on Facebook when we were still friendly. There was no concern. At the time, my Facebook profile was, it was bad lighting. I didn't like it. And I think within a week, because I live in the UK and I went to Ireland, had a girls' night, and I changed my profile as you do on a girls' night. I don't want to sound arrogant. I do have a good shape. I have a good figure. And this was more highlighting the new profile pic highlighted my figure. Well, I came back to Ireland, I came back to UK. He gave me a lift to work and he told me, oh, I've deleted you from Facebook. And I was like, wait, what? Like, did we fall out? And he goes, oh, my missus would go mental if she knew that I was friends with you on Facebook. Now I'm just there thinking, what? Like, what do you say to that?
Okay, and so what you're saying is you had this friend, you thought it was very platonic, but really he was all the while planning to hit on you.
He did. He propositioned me into being his whore.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry, what are you laughing at?
Yes.
Sorry, Katie, what are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
Katie, every single girl bursts out laughing when I say this, but it's true.
No, it's not what you said, it's the way...
I know. Sorry for my tone.
I love it. No, I'm sorry, you're hilarious. I could listen to you all day. Adrian asked quite simply, what was it you asked her? What did you ask him?
He hit on you.
Adrian, we were on
an... His whore.
He didn't use the word whore, but we were on a night out. and his marriage...
I love you, Zoe. Hello.
I love you too, Katie.
Oh, you're brilliant. I could listen to you, and I'm not laughing at you. I could listen to you all day.
I know. No, honestly, Katie, I get the exact same response from everyone when I say this, so it doesn't bother me at all. It is funny in its own right, but, like,
I
couldn't believe it. No, it was disappointing, obviously, as a friendship.
Katie is in an absolute asshole here. She's in bits.
He propositioned me into being his whore.
He did, though. Again, not in those words, but he did. So
okay, stay there for a second. Oh, are you okay there?
No, I'm not. Thank you.
Sorry, Katie.
Hilarious.
Let me bring in Robbie. Just finally on this, Robbie. How are you?
How are you doing, Liz?
Did anyone ever proposition you to be their whore?
No, unfortunately, not.
No. Anyway, go on. What did you want to say?
No, basically, when the topic put up went on Facebook, I was thinking, like, you know, there
sorry,
you are.
Hang on, Katie.
You need a minute, Katie. Yeah.
Can you give him a minute?
Can you just turn off the camera? Actually, I'm going to take off my microphone for a minute because I can't
see him. Sorry, go on, Robbie, go on.
No, when you put the topic on Facebook, I was thinking, you know, that she's overreacting, like, you know, that I think men and women can be friends, as people say, within boundaries. But when she rang at 11 o'clock at night with... what she think was a crisis. What she was going through was not a crisis. She wasn't in an accident. Nothing was wrong. She just wanted to talk to her friend. I think that's going too far, and I think the girlfriend is probably right.
Sorry, Robbie, I just have to go. Casey's taking her microphone off, and I can still hear you. I can still hear you.
No, I kind of need a minute, okay? It's the way she said it.
Sorry, Zoe, you have this woman in a heap here.
I feel terrible, Adrian. I really do.
Oh, no, I needed that laugh. It was the way you said. I'm actually going to.
Are you going to put your microphone on or what?
Yeah, I will. I just needed a minute. I'm actually going to post it up, just that line. So this fella liked you, did he? When he propositioned me into being his whore. Hello, female friend. Was that what she said? Well, she said you can go up and you can say hello, female friend. Oh, Zoe, you belong on the stage.
Robbie, I'm not sure. This whole conversation has been derailed by my colleague here. My friend, actually, you're not my, you're my ex-friend.
I'm propositioning you into being my whore.
Robbie, I don't know if you managed to get your point across, but that's...
But, well, no, basically, as I was saying, ringing at 11 o'clock at night just because she's a little bit upset, I think that's where the boundaries have been stretched too far.
It's completely inappropriate. It's completely inappropriate. She, and that, you know, by the way...
Nothing happened. Like, she wasn't in trouble. She was just upset.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so,
it was attention-seeking from her.
Zoe, you obviously never took your man up on his offer, did you?
No, Adrian, I did not. Married men are not my type.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't have thought so. Anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much indeed for giving Katie the best answer she's had in years.
How does one proposition want to be a whore?
I don't know.
I would love to proposition.
Why have you nobody's ever
he
said
literally
it to you?
Wanted to... He literally was asking me, could he come around to mine for a shag? Like, I could not believe it. He just wanted to be, a booty call.
That is...
You know, I was just like, you fucking wanker. I love so much respect for him when he did that. Because we were actually friends, but I'm like, a good friend would never ask
me. Respect for somebody who tried to proposition me to be a whore, too.
Zoe,
I would lose respect for someone like that, too. I would.
Yeah, yes.
I love
that. Sorry, are you saying something?
Zoe, how come we've never spoken before?
We have.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, we have. I call in sometimes. I haven't called in ages, but oh, well, I think it's a year ago.
Remember her. We need to get you on again.
Make sure it's not ages again before we talk to you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, that's all right. I'll ring in more often then if you guys want to have me on
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely, love to.
Okay.
All right, great to talk to you.
Cheers,
bye. Why can't you be that posh and well-spoken? Seriously.
I'm very fucking posh, I have you now.
You have no airs and graces about you at all.
No,
You're as common as muck.
I actually don't.
Sure you don't?
I'm going to listen. Can you send me that clip at the end, please? Because anytime I'm having a bad day, I'm going to listen back to it. This has been an unusually funny podcast without expect. You know, whichever podcast where it just happens to be hilarious and you're not
for
expecting
all
it to
the
be
wrong
hilarious.
Reasons. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.